Welcome to lesson number 11, schedule non-negotiable time for a weekly review. Life moves a million miles an hour, and oftentimes we've got so much to do, so much on our plate, so much on our minds, that it can be tough to take a step back and examine whether or not we're actually getting the results we're after in life, whether that be personally or professionally. And that's why it's so crucial, so important to schedule time each week to conduct what's known as a weekly review. Now, the GTD weekly review is really what ties the whole system together. It ensures that you've got actions attached to all of your active projects on a consistent basis so you can trust that what you're choosing to do from your next actions list at any given moment is current and correct. It ensures that what you're choosing to do at any given moment is the right thing to do in that specific moment. What are the key things to keep in mind about the weekly review and about GTD in general is the idea that these days, especially now more than ever, people have such a chaotic psychological state. They've got so much on their minds, so much going on in life, so many different things happening. And that can cause so much psychological entropy, right? It can confuse you. It can overwhelm you. It can stress you out. Now, the idea behind GTD and the weekly review is to get all that stuff out of your head and in a trusted location. That's the essence of GTD, is getting it out of your head and somewhere else that you know you'll be able to go back to at some point in the near future to look at and decide what you want to do with it. That's it. A lot of times, people are just carrying so many things in their minds that they're stressed out beyond belief. They don't even realize why they're feeling that way. And a lot of times the solution is so simple and straightforward. Get it out of your head and in a trusted place. So back to the weekly review. What should you include in your weekly review? Well, for starters, you want to make sure that you clarify and organize anything and everything that you've collected but haven't handled yet. And that happens in two ways. You want to capture and clarify everything in your digital world and capture and clarify everything in your physical world. So if you haven't already set this up, first, you're going to need a physical in tray, like a physical inbox, to collect all the stuff that's coming at you all throughout the week. You just put it in there. You've got a letter in the mail that you don't know what to do with, but you know it's important. Put it in your physical in tray. You got a really crucial email that needs to get handled at some point this week or the following week, right? Put it in your inbox. You have an idea that you really think could be massively successful, but you don't know what the first next action is. Put it in your inbox. So you're collecting things. Things are coming at you, and you want to put them in a trusted location so that you can revisit those things during your weekly review, at which point you'll decide whether you want to do something about them, defer them, delete them, or delegate them. Boom. So what should you include in your weekly review? So you've got your clarify and organize first step. You want to also review your active tasks and ask yourself, are there any that you need to add, delegate, defer, or delete? You want to do the same thing with your active projects and ask yourself, are there any that I need to add, delegate, defer, or delete? Then you want to review your calendar. And as you're looking at your calendar, you want to ask yourself, are there any meetings to add? Are there any meetings or appointments that maybe I can delegate to someone on my team? Is there anything that I need to defer or delete? And you want to look at your someday maybe list and ask yourself, is there anything here to add or promote to an active project? Then scan your reference files and ask yourself if there's anything that you need soon, anything you're going to need to reference soon. anything to add or update. And then finally, you want to make sure that you look at your goals. Are you moving in the right direction? Are you making progress? Do you need to make modifications? And if so, how? What changes do you need to make? So those are some of the key areas of the weekly review. Now, to get more specific, there are 11 steps to the GTD weekly review. And they go like this. Step one is to capture your loose papers and materials, digital and physical. Gather everything that you've accumulated throughout the week, receipts, random notes, ideas, paper-based materials, digital materials, all that stuff, get it in your digital inbox and or your physical inbox. Step two, you want to get your inbox to zero. You want to clarify completely all of your outstanding paper materials, digital materials, notes, voicemails, texts, emails, all that stuff. Step three, empty your head. Write down and clarify any new or uncaptured projects, actions, waiting for items, someday maybe items, etc. Step four, you want to review your next action lists. Check off your completed actions. Review your list for reminders of additional action steps that you need to record. Step five, review your past calendar data. Right? Look at your calendar in detail for any remaining action items from this past week or earlier, any reference materials you might have gathered, and transfer them into your active system, your current system. Step six, review your upcoming calendar. That is, look at your calendar for the upcoming week and look for any events and appointments that you've got coming up so that you can have them on your radar. Step seven, look at your waiting for list. That is, all the stuff that you might be waiting for from other people, work that needs to be submitted from somebody in your on your team, an employee that needs to send something over to you, a prescription you're waiting for from your doctor. I don't know. Whatever it is that you're waiting for, you want to look at that and check off anything you've received and record next actions to follow up on anything that you're still waiting for. Step number eight, review your project and larger outcome lists. That is, check on the status of each of your projects, your goals, your outcomes, and make sure that each of them includes at least one current action item. Step number nine, review any relevant checklists that you've got if you make use of them. If you do, use them as a trigger list. Take a quick look at any checklists or trigger lists that you've got for any actions that you may have missed. Step number 10, review your someday maybe items. Look for any projects which may have become active since your last review and transfer them to the projects list. And then delete anything that you're no longer interested in. Step 11, be creative and courageous. If you've had any new and inspiring ideas since your last review, add them to your system now. And those are the 11 steps of the weekly review. So what are some actionable insights? How can you implement this in your life? Well, first and foremost, making a habit out of conducting a weekly review, it can take significant upfront time and significant effort. But let me just tell you that the payoff is worth it. Next thing to keep in mind, if you're not doing a weekly review, you're not doing GTD, plain and simple. This is a crucial part of the getting things done system. So stick with it, stay consistent. It'll keep your productivity system and your mind clean and current so that you can experience that stress-free productivity that GTD is so famous for. So here's your exercise for this lesson. Download the weekly review checklist from the materials tab of this lesson, and then pin it up somewhere to use as a quick reference guide as you conduct your own weekly reviews. Speaking of which, select one day each week to conduct your weekly review. Block it off as a recurring event on your calendar, and stick with it no matter what. Look, for the first few weeks, you're going to want to block off an hour and a half to 2 hours. But once it becomes natural, stick with it, because eventually it will become natural. It'll become habitual. It'll become automatic. at which point you can then cut it down to half an hour to 60 minutes. So for me, I can crank mine out now in 30 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes. And I conduct my weekly review every Monday morning, no matter what. Between the hours of 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., I'm working on my weekly review. Sometimes, by the way, it can take me longer. It all depends on how much you've got on your plate. Sometimes it still takes me 45 minutes to an hour to crank out the weekly review. It all depends on what's coming at me and what I've got on my plate. But for the most part, I'm cranking it out in 20 to 30 minutes. And you'll be able to do the same once you get some practice in. But no matter what happens, never, ever skip your weekly review. Just 1 hour of planning can save you 10 hours of doing. Let me repeat that. 1 hour of planning can save you 10 hours of doing. So pick a day, block it off on your calendar, and be viciously protective about making it happen.